The term population refers to whom or what the research or study is interested in. It can be incredibly broad or narrow, as long as it is well defined. Very rarely, if ever, can researchers actually study every person or event, such as a cyber attack, within the population. Instead, we use a subset or sample. The important aspect to this is that the sample is representative, meaning it resembles the population. A good example of this goes back to the convenience sampling at a tourist hotspot. Who is actually responding to the survey? Tourists who are inclined to engage with those giving the surveys. This probably is not representative of people living locally in that area. When looking at a study, does the sample match the population? Getting the sample to match the population is as simple, theoretically, as choosing them at random within the population. This random selection is a useful word to keep in mind when going through this sort of research. Also, there needs to be a high enough N, or sample size. For this, the magic number is 30. If you have a sample size below 30, you cannot determine if the results are statistically significant, the meaning of which I will go over later in this lecture. The higher the N above this, the higher the potential significance level, and lower the potential confidence interval. In short, the higher sample size you get, assuming it represents the population and is selected at random, the more reliable the results of the analysis.